Lloyds has got a unit that it set up in the 1990s recession to try and help businesses that are in trouble. What it's been saying today is the fact that it can see already that more and more of its customers are going into this unit, which it calls business support. It's an intensive care, if you like, for businesses in trouble. What they're forecasting, though, is that the picture could get much worse, and in fact that the number of companies in this unit could double by this time next year.
Are there any particular types of businesses in trouble?
Well, this is the intriguing thing. It's clear that the problem started in the financial services industry a year ago, and at the turn of the year, some leisure companies and property businesses started to get in trouble. But what they're essentially saying today is that it could essentially spread across the entire economy with the possible exception of funeral directors.
Okay. Are we likely to see more businesses actually going bankrupt in the next year?
Well, we've also been speaking to BDO's Di Hayward, who are one of the big experts in this field, and essentially they had made a prediction in June time that they expected to see an 18% rise in insolvency levels in the next 2 years. They're in the process of updating their forecast, but it's clear that there's going to be a significant rise, perhaps to a 25% increase or even more.
Now, this weekend, EU ministers, of course, have been meeting to discuss options to solve the banking crisis, but there's been news, hasn't there, of another big European bank in trouble?
That's right. The Germans thought that they had solved the problems with their bank, Hypo Real Estate, and had managed to get the private sector to participate in this bailout, which is worth about 35 billion euros. Something went wrong over the weekend and the private sector pulled out, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now in the process of trying to work out what to do about this lender. I mean, it's the second biggest mortgage lender in Germany, so it's pretty important.
Now, here in the UK, the British Finance Minister, Alistair Darling, is going to be talking about new banking rules today. What measures will he be bringing forward, do you think?
Well, he's going to be talking about the banking bill, which the government has needed to introduce since the problems that were created last year with Northern Rock. As you'll recall, it took them 5 months to decide to nationalise Northern Rock, and this is really about accelerating the process of dealing with banks in trouble. You know, a lot of this is sort of in train already. We saw how quickly they moved last weekend to nationalise Bradford and Bingley, and we've seen that Gordon Brown himself stepped in to orchestrate the takeover of HBOS. But this is to try and put it down in stone exactly how the system would work for future bailouts.
OK, Jill Tweener, thanks very much.